And good morning, I'm Dan Harris. We're interrupting briefly with news of an American airstrike in Iraq. The Obama administration taking military action in a war the president claimed to have ended several years ago. Just a short while ago, the U.S. military announcing it has carried out an airstrike to knock out artillery being used by Islamist militants. And ABC's Martha Raddatz broke the news of this mission, and she joins us now from Washington with the latest. Martha, what do you know?
Dan, the president, of course, as you know, authorized airstrikes last night. They've already carried out humanitarian missions with airdrops, but this airstrike just came a short while ago, aimed at an artillery piece, a mobile artillery piece near Erbil. Erbil is under great threat. That is why the president chose to act. Central Command carried it out with two F-18 fighter jets dropping 500-pound bombs on the artillery. They believed that Americans were threatened because there are Americans in Erbil, and they do not want those ISIS troops moving on Erbil. I think you're going to see this as an ongoing mission in the coming days, that if those ISIS convoys move, as the president said last night, they will also try to strike those convoys. But very difficult targeting this. Those ISIS fighters, those terrorists in northern Iraq, throughout Iraq, blend in with the civilian population. So I think if they see targets of opportunity like they did this morning, they'll take them.
So we've got two things going on. We've got the ISIS fighters moving closer to Erbil, which is a city where there are a lot of Americans. And then we have this humanitarian crisis with the Christian community on top of a mountain surrounded by fighters. How worried is the Obama administration right now about being sucked back into this war that they claim to have ended back in 2011?
Well, you heard the president say last night, Dan, that we will not be sucked back into a larger war, that there is no military solution. But being willing to even carry out these smaller airstrikes really does put the U.S. back in a combat role.